Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for joining us again today. We're talking about conflict resolution between parents and teens. We hope you've enjoyed these first three broadcasts in the program, and we think you'll enjoy part four. Let's jump right in and get started. Here's the dangers to avoid. Number five is the danger of contention. You find that in verse six.
A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes.
When there's contention involved, we are not resolving the conflict. And notice that the contention is not the issue. The issue is not where we get the contention. The issue shows up in how we talk about things.
Right.
And so you can have all kinds of conflict, but once you start discussing them, if it boils down to contention, you got a danger.
True.
And so these are things that we find in the Bible, but don't miss them. To take time to apply them to your own life. Do you have this danger of isolation to where you separate yourself, not to seek wisdom, but just because you're upset and mad and then you don't deal with it?
Right.
Think about it. Do you really struggle in this area of misunderstanding the issue where you don't listen?
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to understand. You don't look for the full details before you react. Are you apt? And be honest with yourself, because you can't solve conflicts with a teenager if contempt is part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if in your own heart you're feeling that contempt, then you better know that's a major danger. It's going to stop the resolution.
Right.
And it will not work. There's a couple of others here, though. Let's see. The danger of assuming is a big one. This is in verse 13. I found this one intriguing.
He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame to him.
He just assumes. He doesn't hear it. I know what's going on here.
Right.
One thing that all of us have to stop and remind ourselves is we do not know motives.
True.
I cannot know your motive. You cannot know mine. I can think I do.
Right.
And so many times we are convinced that I know why you did that. I know what you're thinking.
Right.
And that is not possible. So the Bible is reminding us here, there's a major danger in assuming.
Mm-hmm. And we could even say with our teenagers, more often than not, we're saying to ourselves, what were you thinking? Or we even say it out loud to them. Instead of, I know what you're thinking, we're saying, what were you thinking? Meaning we know that they didn't think at all, which may not be true. They may have thought it through and just came to a wrong conclusion.
They may have absolutely on purpose decided to do wrong.
There we go.
And so there's a danger in assuming. There's one more danger that we're to avoid. It's found in verse 19 of Proverbs 18, and it's the danger of offending. Listen to this verse.
A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle.
Notice what he's saying there. When we allow the conflicts of our life to result in our offending each other,
yes,
it's almost impossible to win that back. And he says that person ends up with the contentions. This now it's interesting because when I offend, the issue is no longer the issue. Now the issue is the offense.
Yes.
So we can't even go back to what was originally the problem. We're way beyond that. Now we've created a new problem. There's offense involved. And that goes back to those wrong ways to argue that we talked about last week.
Right.
Because if we're not careful, if we handle things wrong, we offend our teenager or our teenagers offend us. And now it's hard to win. And the Bible doesn't say it's impossible to win. But he says it's harder to be won than a strong city.
It's very hard. Yes.
In other words, now there's a battle involved, because to defeat a strong city requires a battle and a lot of time and a lot of effort.
It does.
So these are dangers to avoid. Any thought you would have before we go to the next section here?
I would just say that verse is very true. I know just from, and we haven't had huge contentions with our teenagers, but I have a tendency when it's time to correct something or I feel that we're headed into a contentious area, I have a tendency to over talk, just talk too much and say too much. And then often when that happens, the teenager feels the brunt of that. And so they can be offended. And then not only have I not convinced them that they should not be doing whatever they're going to do, but now they are offended, as this verse says. And then I have this compounded issue that needs to be taken care of. So be very careful as we open our mouths. And so we're going to talk about that here in just this next
point. And I would even jump in right there and point out the fact that Whereas it is true in the way maybe even women in general, mm-hmm. because of the emotional nature God designed in your life and in your heart.
Yes.
But as a dad, I've also noticed that oftentimes I can help with that. Mm-hmm. If I can tell that the kid is feeling like, oh my word, mom just unloaded on me, then it's an opportunity not to belittle mom, but an opportunity to teach a child how to respond to that. Mm-hmm. And so I've often said, not often, but I have along the way said to one of our kids, listen, mom was right. Mom was right. And so show respect. Mm-hmm. And you may not, you know, maybe mom could have said it differently, but she was right. So think it through. Show respect and think it through. Because we're helping, we're pointing our kids to authority. There's so many angles involved in this conflict resolution with kids.
Right.
There's making sure our tongue is right. There's making sure our heart is right. But also teaching them how to respond and how to show the right attitude, even when we're wrong.
Right.
Or maybe we could have said it better. Not even wrong always, but maybe mm-hmm. we could have done it differently.
I would even, just this week, I had a kind of an illustration of that from one of our children. And we had been discussing a matter, and I didn't unload on this child, but it's something that we've been discussing off and on probably throughout the summer. And so I did say a lot. And after a while, I just looked at this child and I said, oh, okay. So I just said a lot. Are you okay? And they said, yes. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say too much. And this child just looked at me and said, nope, you're right. And so I know that the training that David has given them, when mom decides that she needs to correct you and maybe says overmuch, it's okay.
It is. And mm-hmm. and dad, you jump in there and help. And,
yes.
And parents, you defend each other.
Yes.
But it's not a matter of defending something that's wrong. It's a matter of teaching our children how to respond to times where we disagree. Because it's going to be normal in life. It's not just a parent-teen relationship. It's going to show up with a boss that's more emotional or mm-hmm. a police officer that's more emotional.
Right.
And so learning how to handle all those is essential. So there's dangers to avoid. Now,
Yes. We
only have 4 minutes or so left in our episode today, but let's jump into the areas to develop.
All right.
Because the first one is that we do need to develop connection in verse 1.
Yes.
And let's just refer back to that, because that's the one about isolation.
Mm.
And that's where he says a man, you know, separates himself.
Yes.
Because he wants to know wisdom. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing there, rather than separate ourselves from a problem, let's get wisdom about it and connect.
Yes.
So we have to develop connection. We're going to do a podcast on how to connect to your teenager. So mm-hmm. that's coming up here in a couple
another
of weeks.
Episode.
Another
okay.
episode. And then he reminds us to develop understanding in verse 2 and verse 17 again. Read that verse 2 again.
A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself.
Now, what does it take to understand a conflict? It takes asking questions and listening to answers.
Yes.
And clarifying.
Yes.
So you ask questions, you listen to the answer, and then you clarify, did I understand you to say?
Yes.
So it's really about communication.
It is.
Conflict resolution here takes communication. You develop understanding. Mm. And it does lead us to this next one. We have to develop communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this third verse. This third verse is great because, actually, it's not the right verse, is it?
It's verse number 4, I believe.
Okay, go ahead and read verse 4 for us then.
The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook.
There it is. And so think about that. He talks about a deep well. Mm-hmm. And the idea there is that what's in the well has to be drawn out.
Yes.
And there's work involved in that. There's a time factor involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do then is develop communication skills, so that what we find in teenagers is that teenagers tend to internalize and they mm-hmm. hold things in.
Yes.
And you'll notice all of a sudden there's a teen who's not talking,
mm-hmm.
a teen who is gloomy, a teen who is shut down.
Right.
And I've often watched teenagers, because I work with teenagers so often, and I'll see a teenager who is one way with his buddies. You can just see he's alive, and he's smiling, and he's laughing, and he's talking.
Yes.
But get him around authority, and all of a sudden he is a silent, no emotion, he's clammed up.
Right.
And that really shows that there's got to be some time, mom and dad, when that happens, where you are drawing out of your child what's there. That takes communication skills.
Yes.
It goes back to that. We don't accuse, we ask. We ask questions, we listen, we're learning.
Yes.
So we're developing communication skills. And then we develop loyalty. That's another area we have to develop. Mm. Confidence. Verse 8. Verse 8 says it like this. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
Mm.
So I'm loyal to my kid. I'm not wounding them.
Right.
And kids are loyal to parents. And so the area that has to be developed there is loyalty and confidence in each other.
Right. In how we speak to one another.
Absolutely. And that shows up so importantly.
Yes.
Then we have to develop spirituality, because in verse 10, he says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and the righteous is safe.
Amen.
And so we handle this spiritually. Mom and Dad, you've got to run to the Lord about these conflicts.
Yes.
And teenagers, if you're listening, you got to run to the Lord. You got to talk to the Lord about this. It's so vital. You've got to develop this spirituality in your conflict resolution. Here's a couple of others, and then we'll shut down for the day. Develop humility. That's in verse 12. Read verse 12 for us.
Okay. It says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
So destruction results when there's pride.
Yes.
And the opposite of that, of course, is humility. And that's why he throws that in there.
Right. And a lot of times I would stop here and say, parents, the reason that sometimes we have contention with our teenager, instead of having a normal conversation and maybe correcting some type of behavior, sometimes that contention comes because our pride has been hurt, because we are embarrassed over their behavior.
That can't happen, yes.
And so instead of allowing your pride to get involved and thinking, how could you say that to me in front of my friends at church, and getting in the car and reaming them out all the way home, have some humility.
Absolutely.
And then get in the car and discuss things more calmly. And asking those questions, hey, what's going on in your heart? Are you not feeling well today? What's going on? And then you don't have that contentious argument that develops. You just have a nice conversation where you can correct some behavior.
That is absolutely, absolutely good advice. Well, we're out of time, actually. And these next three areas are worth our jumping into next week.
Okay.
And so if you'll join us next week, we're going to just kind of wind up the Proverbs 18 and talk about patience. That's a huge one.
It's huge.
We're going to talk about developing options. He talks about that in Proverbs 18. And we're going to talk about developing a friendship.
Yes.
And this is going to be one of the things we're going to highlight in coming days here. We're going to talk to you about developing a friendship with your teenager. And it's not a buddy-buddy relationship.
Right.
It's not one of those necessarily, but if you do the diligent work of developing a relationship in the years ahead, it actually turns into a buddy-buddy relationship. Because with our older children now, we can be friends. And we operate on the basis of we're close friends. And it's always an awesome thing when your teenager becomes an adult who considers you their best friend. Thanks for joining us today at Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today finished part 4, conflict resolution between parents and teenagers. We have more to go in this particular series, but we'll stop next time for our weekly Q&A session. We hope you look forward to that, and we are looking forward to it as well. Remember that the Keeping It Young is a co-production between TILradio.org and the Keeping It Young podcast.com. We hope you have a great week ahead, and we hope you will serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to TILradio.org or KeepingItYoungPodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.